time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today, our show is dedicated to someone who would love to squeeze the stuffing out of you. That is, if you happen to be a rattlesnake. Today's show is all about the California king snake. And by squeezing his stuffings, what I simply mean is he's a constrictor. Well, I'm going to tell you a couple stories, give you a couple of really cool facts about habitat and life and span and all that goes on. But my stories today are about my snakes, RSK and the ghost of RSK. RSK stands for rattlesnake killer. You see, they have the ability of killing rattlesnakes in the wild because they are immune to rattlesnake and cottonmouth venom. Pretty neat. And the RSK is a simple way for our youth to understand what it's all about. Now, I'll tell you a real quick story. I was speaking at an elementary school one time, and I have this little pouch that I've created that goes inside my coat because if I'm traveling somewhere in the wintertime, and I live up in the Northeast where it gets real cold, and I can actually put the snake in the pouch next to my body. So winter coat on, you know, go somewhere. And the snake really just sits inside there. Well, one day, go to this classroom. I'm just unzipping my coat and I'm talking to the kids. Hey, it's Joey B's and that. Just like, hello. Before I even get into like what I'm going to be speaking about. And out pops the head of the snake. And the little kids are like, wah! And you just see like their eyes bulge out. And I'm talking, and now I just make believe the snake is not even there. And he pops back in. They're going, he's gone. I said, what are you talking about? No snake. And it was really cool because as an educator, people always say, well, what's the hook? That was the hook for me to be stepping into some classroom of children I don't know and getting them to pay attention to the presentation. Well, let's get into the actual California king snake right now. And his diet varies. Rodents, birds, lizards, turtle eggs. Ah, it sounds just like mine. No. And as I mentioned to you, it's the western diamondback rattlesnake and the cottonmouth. That's why he is called the king, because he can take on these guys. Now, if you look at their body, and it does not have a large head, rounded head, because he's non-poisonous, his jaws are hinged, and this is why he can eat prey larger than his head. And I'll tell you a real cool story about that in a little bit. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, a million years ago, believe it or not, I used to be an educator before I was Joey B., the environmental scientist, outdoor filming guy. And I had built an animal center, and we had just built the animal center and cool different animals, different species. And one of them was RSK. Put him in there. And this is no joke. As soon as we built the animal center in that first week, and I'll also let you know that my friends and I built it. Some of them are good in carpentry. That's actually one of my hobbies. So we built this beautiful center. So RSK gets out and climbs into the wall. And there's a brand new teacher, Mike Stoffers. He and I actually had to take the wall apart to get RSK out. So he was the escape artist, we'll say. Well, he was small at the time. When the first time I got him, he was probably about, I'll say, about 14 or 15 inches large. And I'll talk about lengths when they're born and all that. So he was very, very large. And we're feeding him little pinkies. And little pinkies are baby mice that, again, watch this. People say, well, you're feeding him. Well, you know, hey, we all eat different things. And we all eat different things to survive. This is what snakes eat. Number one food they eat is rodents. So, and he's eating pinkies, and he's beginning to grow. And I've got a number of students who would always hang out after school because they would want to see when I was feeding him. And again, this is that learning process. Well, he grew to a size when we thought he was just about ready for an adult mouse. So a couple students hanging out in the back, and I put a small adult mouse back there, and he grabs onto it, constricts it, and the mouse gets free. And he did this two or three times, and he's just like, I guess he was just about there and he couldn't hold on to it. So I told the students, I said, look, we'll give him one last chance, and if he can't hold on to it, we'll take the mouse out. So he grabs onto the mouse, lets the mouse go. I reach into my hand to pick up the mouse by the tail, pull him out. So the mouse thinks I am the snake and turns around and bites me and bites that. Hey, and I've gotten bitten by a million animals. So I just like pull my hand out of the cage and I just, wah, and I fling the mouse off. It hits a seventh grade girl in the chest. She screams at the top of her lungs. And by the way, I don't know why I did it. It was just sort of the knee-jerk reaction because, I mean, I've handled a million animals, and by handling a million animals, whether it's in captivity or in the wild, I've gotten bitten by a million animals, especially lots of snakes, by the way, not the king snake. And another teacher in the next science lab, Miss Neely, comes in. She goes, so she picks up the mouse. Mouses come. And Miss Neely was then our mouse rescue woman. And anytime a mouse needed rescue in my lab, Miss Neely would take it in. So I just thought I'd, you know, share that little RSK story with you. So let's now go to, before I get into habitat and lifespan and all that, let me tell you about the ghost of RSK. Well, one of my good friends, Pat, he and his sons, they loved, they have just many reptiles at their house. So one summer I said, hey, Pat, would you mind taking care of RSK? Sure, I give him RSK. And all of a sudden, end of the summer, I see Pat and I go, how's RSK doing? He goes, Joe. And you could just see, like, there was this look on his face. So I figured he died. And he goes, Joe, he got loose. I say, yeah. And he said, we have searched everywhere. We had him in the basement. He says, we have searched everywhere. I says, so why don't I just come over? I'll give you a hand. We'll tear everything apart, find him. He goes, no. He says, my wife has no idea that he's loose. And Pat's also a funny guy. He goes, if she knows that there's a snake loose in the basement, I will be divorced tomorrow. So he's just joking about it. So we just made the assumption that he was gone. And now this is like probably September, October, back in school. And I said, all right, let me buy another king snake. And I get another California king snake, similar markings. And I'll talk to you about colors in a little bit. And this one here was black with a little bit of yellow in it. RSK was black and white. So I called him the ghost of RSK because he was just coming back. And then about 2 weeks later, after I get the ghost of RSK, Pat calls me up and says, Joe, he says, I found a snake shed in my basement. So I know he's there. And then Pat said he came down the stairs one day, walks down the stairs, and at the bottom of the stairs, RSK is coiled up. And these guys were as gentle as could be. He says, I picked the snake up, put him in his cage, and you always keep a water bowl in there because snakes will drink. And he says, the snake went over to the water bowl and drank the entire bowl. Obviously unusual, but this snake was totally dehydrated. And then he was fine. So I ended up with two king snakes in the lab, RSK and the ghost of RSK. And I have since obviously left education. And what I did is donated those snakes then over to the local high school. And I've been back to that high school many times, speaking at school, speaking many schools across the country. But when I go back there, RSK and the ghost of RSK, I guess I want to say treat me with a smile, but hey, it's pretty cool when I do head back into there. Now, let's talk about out in the wild. The California kingsnake, well, obviously he's, you know, a resident of California, but you also can find him in Utah, Arizona, Nevada, North Texas. Hey, some of my favorite states. States, yes. I was going to say snakes, but yes, I guess snakes and steaks, yeah. Well, the California kingsnake is cousin to the common kingsnake, and you can find them all across the country. And we typically find kingsnakes in deserts, chaparrals, grasslands, woodlands, along riverbanks, and farmlands. Hey, think about this. If he's eating rodents, you know this, that he is definitely a friend of the farmer. Well, they can live up to 20 years in the wild. That's a pretty long time. We talked about the colors. Well, they have bands and a really cool-looking snake. You should, I guess, Google, you know, images of king snakes after the show, of course. And they are black or brown with white or yellow stripes. And their scales are really smooth. I mean, when you hold this guy, he's as smooth as could be. Now, when they shed, and this is something you should understand, this is when a snake in general is very vulnerable. When they shed, it is their entire skin. If you look at a snake shed, it almost looks like, because a snake has skin actually, which is clear, over its eyes. And when it sheds, it peels and it looks like two contact lenses. But when you are looking before the snake actually sheds, it almost gets very cloudy by his eyes. And this is when he's very vulnerable because he can't see well. And in the wild, the snake would actually be hiding most of this time under rock structures, etc. And that's why if you ever have one, you know, as a pet, and you would actually have a rock in there, because you will see him just before he sheds and his eyes are cloudy, he'll go and do a little hiding again. This is survival, and this is how he's going to survive out there. Now, when they hatch from a clutch of eggs, and they come out, and they're 8 to 12 inches in length. So there's a decent little size to this snake. They will grow to adult lengths of 3 to 4 feet. Some are a little bit larger, but 3 to 4 feet, decent-sized snake. He's more crepuscular. Crepuscular means he likes to come out early morning, early evening. Remember, it's a little bit cooler then, and nocturnal, so he's up at nighttime. I am definitely not a nocturnal creature. I like my sleep. So the next time you see a California king snake in the wild, enjoy the moment, take a look at his beauty, and until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure.
That was awesome.